lengthwise up and down the road, and then they would put another layer crosswise and just sort of lace it over the mud holes to get across two and one at a time. And the roads were kept up by people in the community. Everybody was assigned to work so many days on the road in their particular community. And that was a law. They had to hire somebody to work in their place. And then they had overseers for this job. And then we had gravel roads. That was the next thing. And they were great. And then I can remember the first concrete road. That's the first one in the county that I know anything about. I'm sure maybe the 51 going to Memphis might have been, but they were concrete. They made the concrete roads. Mm-hmm. And of course in recent years they've gone to the asphalt.
yes, I've been on a concrete road here, and it still was concrete. And you can tell by the, which route that is.
Highway 19 may have still some concrete, but it was all concrete. I think it's been patched in places and has asphalt over it. I believe Highway 19 going to Brownsville is still good concrete.
Concrete. That you can tell it's very old because it's quite narrow. And,
and concrete.
How about a small road goes off the main road? May not be a public road.
A lane.
That's a lane.
The lane going over to Mr.
I see.
Live back off the road.
You ever hear of a neighborhood road? A neighborhood?
No.
I wonder if that would be bigger than a Mr. Was fascinated by road building all his life. And I asked him, and he said, well, that's what it was. But I can't tell whether he meant that he called it a neighborhood road or whether it was just a road, not a public road, but a road that was designed to serve his neighbors. And I couldn't get it out of him, whether he said, you know, whether people talked about a neighborhood road or what. That stretch from Walnut Ridge on was apparently at one time not a public road.
Perhaps there were several families living back in there off the main road, and it made a circle which would be known as the neighborhood road for that particular neighborhood. But any lane, there was two families that lived back of our farm, and they had to have a lane going back because they went some distance back off the road. And then our road was referred to as a big road, which meant the main road or the road in front of the house, which differed from the little roads that we had over the farm, going from farm to farm or something, but that was the big road. Stay out of the big road. It was not referred to as a neighborhood road, even though the neighborhood was the one that kept up that section of it.
I see. And in town, the part of the grass that's between, say, the sidewalk and the street, does that have a name that's often used?
Not to me.
Pavement or grass strip or berm or parkway or tree belt?
Well, that would be something that anything that I would know would be of recent vintage, because it's something we didn't have in the country.
I was wondering, even recently, what that stretch of grass might be called.
I really don't know what this is called here. I just don't know.
It's a very hard item to recite.